to Babes in Voiceland and to Sadie and Sophie Marathon number 3. This is Erica, and we are starting off with show number 7, also known as Memories. The idea for this show is loosely, and may I say, very loosely based on attending a Donnie and Marie show, which I personally highly, highly recommend. Beth, anything you want to add?
Well, Sophie's favorite singer is not Donnie or Marie. Can you guess who it is? You'll find out in just a minute. Let's listen in. We are back in Brooklyn with our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie. Sadie decides to give Sophie a call.
Hello?
Hello, Sophie. It's your Schwester Sadie. Was machst du?
Not much. Just sitting here listening to Barbara. I dropped a Bissell hot soup down my bosom. So now I'm sitting here with a cold rag and letting Barbara work a magic.
Oy vey, Sophie, are you okay? How did that happen?
It was a little bit of a klutz, but it's okay now.
I'm trying to get this picture in my mind. Was it chicken soup? How hot was it? Are you going to blister? Do you need ice?
Yes, to the chicken soup. No, to the blister. Oy, I just love Barbara so much. Memories like the corners of my mind, misty watercolor.
No, Sophie, funny you should mention memories.
What, you're interrupting me?
No, I'm just telling you something. I was thinking about Donnie and Marie when I woke up this morning, and I can't get them out of my mind. That show we saw in Las Vegas, it had everything.
Oh, I know. It was the best show I've ever seen. Donnie had so many costume changes, and he sang and danced like a dream. His voice is so good. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about him.
I know. Donnie is still so sexy.
Sadie.
Sophie, I can feel how I feel and think what I think, and Donnie Osmond is sexy.
Yeah, I guess he is, isn't he?
Yeah, you can bet my babka on it. And what about Marie? Mm. She is so gorgeous and so funny, yeah. And she can even sing opera.
Opera, schmopera. She's still no Barbara.
Of course not, but she's still very good. And her legs, they were so thin. I don't know how she does it.
Huh. Dancing and dieting, that's what I think.
I would love to ask her. I would love to talk to her in person.
I would love to talk to Donnie and see him in person.
Ooh, me too. What can we do, Sophie? How can we talk to them?
Sadie, I've got an idea. We need to go to a meet and greet.
A what?
A meet and greet. You pay money to meet them in person after the show.
I didn't know you could do that. Why didn't we do that last time?
I didn't know, but I read about it, and we can do it this time.
Oh, Sophie, that's so smart of you. I don't care what it costs. I want to go.
Me too. We should take another trip to Vegas. Let's call caretaker Betsy and see if she wants to go too.
Ooh, yeah, and we can go to the deli in the desert and the Red Rock and who knows what else.
So, you got any strudel?
Of course I do, and hot coffee too. You know what? Come on over and we'll start to make plans.
Sounds good to me. Hey, cut me a slice. I'll be right over.
Okay.
Will Sadie and Sophie get to meet Donnie and Marie? Will Sophie really forget she's afraid of flying and go back to Las Vegas? Will Sophie win another jackpot at the Red Rock? Tune in again to hear about the further adventures of Sadie and Sophie. Even the Yentas don't know what's going to happen, but they'll be very jealous if the Schwesters get to meet Donnie and Marie. Of that, you can be sure. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. This is so exciting. That was a fun one, but wait until you hear episode 8 featured in show 24. What secret is Sophie trying to hide from Sadie? Erica, what in episode 8 makes you smile?
I love how Sophie has to resist all of her favorite sweets that Sadie bakes because she is going on a diet. Why, you might ask? Well, let's listen in and you will find out.
It's a cold January winter's day in Brooklyn. The holidays have passed and a new year has started. Plenty of New Year's resolutions have been made, but who's sticking to them? Let's look in on our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie, and see how they're coping with the resolutions they've made.
Here's your coffee, Sophie. Would you like a Bissell Babka to go with that? How about just a thin slice?
Oh, Sophie, how could you even ask me that? You know how much I love your babka, but I made a New Year's resolution. No sweets until spring.
Oh, Sophie, you always make that same resolution, but you always break it. You know you can't resist my babka. But don't let that make you feel bad. No one else can resist my babka either. That's just the way it is.
I know, Sadie, I know. But this time it's different. I just have to lose this holiday weight, and I need to lose it. Mach schnell.
Why? How much did you gain? Do your clothes not fit? What's the problem? You look good to me. Well, maybe just a little bloated, but you still look good.
Oy vey, if you think I look bloated, then I must really look bad. No, absolutely no babka for me.
All right, no babka. What about just a crumb then? Here, this little piece just fell off.
No, no, stop it. Not a crumb, not a sniff, not a whiff, not a bite.
All right, all right. You know, Sophie, I seem to remember the last time, in fact, the only time you wouldn't eat my babka was because of a boy. What's going on, Sophie?
Nothing. I just need to lose the weight. I'm not getting any younger, you know, and it's getting hotter and hotter. I have to be more careful.
Oh, careful, schmaffle. Something's going on, and I want to know what it is. Did Sharon help you sign up for one of those dating sites? I'm going to call her right now and see.
No, don't call my Sharon. She has nothing to do with this.
Aha! This. What is this?
Oi, you are not going to stop, are you?
No.
Okay, I will tell you, but no comments. I don't want your opinion.
Okay, I promise. I will just listen. Now tell me.
Do you remember Mo Green, the drummer?
Of course. Didn't he start that Brooklyn Boys Klezmer band?
Yes, he did. You know, my Sharon is friends with his daughter on the Facebook, and she read that the band is playing in Brooklyn end of next month. They are just coming back from a world tour and have become very successful.
So what are you saying? Mo Green is divorced now? When did he get a divorce? Do the Entis know? Funny, they haven't even said a word.
No, no, no. Mo Green is still happily married to Naomi. They're childhood sweethearts that have stood the test of time, just like you and Morty.
Okay, now I'm confused. Why do you want to look good for Mo if he's still happily married?
It's not Mo I want to look good for. It's the guy who plays the licorice stick.
The what? The licorice stick? Oh, you mean the clarinet. Who do we know that plays the clarinet? I think I know. Sophie, do I know?
Yes, you know. You know who it is, and I am feeling so verklempt. I haven't seen this man in over 25 years, and the mere thought of seeing him makes me feel like a young girl covered in butterflies all over again.
Oh, that is so sweet, Sophie. Look, your eyes are twinkling. You know what, Sophie? You're right. No more babka for you. Not even a crumb.
See? Finally you get it. That's what I've been saying.
You need to look like $1 million when you see this man. You need to look so beautiful that the man drools all over his licorice stick when he sees you for the first time in 25 years.
What?
This is so exciting. How are you going to get in shape?
Just then there was a knock at the door. It's Sophie's daughter, Sharon.
Sharon, my Shayna Maidala, perfect timing. Come on in.
Hey, Aunt Sadie. Oh, Ma, what are you doing here? Ah, never mind. That's a silly question. You're always here. Aunt Sadie, do you have any babka?
For you? Of course. But for your mother, not even a crumb.
Why not? What's going on? Are you mad at her?
No, Sadie's not mad at me, Sharon. She's trying to help me. I need to lose weight.
Really? Yeah, you don't look like you've gained that much. You're just a little bloated, that's all.
Oy vey, my own daughter thinks I look bloated. Sadie!
Sharon, we have to help your mother lose some weight and get in shape. We have 6 weeks. What do you suggest?
Well, maybe the keto diet or counting calories would be good. Hey, you always need to do lots of cardio and... wait a minute. What happens in 6 weeks?
Do you want to tell her?
No, it's okay. You can tell her.
Tell me what?
Your mother needs to get someone to drool all over his licorice stick.
What? What did you just say?
Sadie, this is my daughter. Watch your mouth.
Sorry, Sophie, then you tell her.
It's no big deal, Sharon. An old friend of mine plays clarinet in Mo Green's Klezmer band, and I want to look good when I see him. That's all.
That's all? That's all? The girl's old enough to know. It's not just a friend, Sharon. It's Arnie Rosenberg, your mother's high school boyfriend.
Oh, the one that broke your heart all those years ago? The one who couldn't commit because he decided to be a musician instead of an accountant? That Arnie Rosenberg?
That's the one.
Well, don't worry, Ma. We've got this. We need to walk every day and do interval training.
I don't know what that is.
Ah, don't worry. I'll teach you. And Aunt Sadie?
Yes, darling.
I need you to make some bone broth.
Some what?
Yeah, bone broth. You know, chicken soup with vegetables, no potato, no noodles, no matzo balls, no starch, okay? And do not bake any babka for 6 weeks.
Okay, okay. My Morty will not be happy, but I don't care. Oh, the things I do for my Schwester.
Oh, and one more thing. I want to go with you to hear that band and watch that Arnie Rosenberg drool all over his...
All right, Sharon, that's enough.
So, does that mean I can go?
Maybe. But I'm not saying yes.
But she's not saying no either, so that's a good sign, Sharon.
Yeah, I guess for Ma, that is a good sign.
No, I have an idea. Why don't we all join the gym and start exercising? I will have a lot of free time now since I won't be baking.
First of all, it's too cold out to be going to the gym. And second of all, you don't have free time, Sadie. Now you need to cook healthy food for me. Plus, you still have to bake for Morty. The only thing I ask is that you hide it from me when I come over.
That I can do. But where will you exercise?
Details, schmeetails. Come on, Sharon, let's go shopping and buy some healthy food. Getting svelte in 6 weeks won't be easy. But if anyone can motivate me, Arnie Rosenberg can.
What will happen when Sophie sees Arnie Rosenberg? Will they lock eyes? Will he try to kiss her? Hello? Will Sharon get to go and watch? Will Arnie Rosenberg really start to drool? Will Sophie lose the weight and fulfill her New Year's resolution? What about the other resolutions? Tune in next time to hear all about the adventures of Sadie and Sophie. You know, there should be plenty of babka left over for me if Sophie really stays on her diet. Yum, let's hope she does.
Arnie Rosenberg was a great motivator, wasn't he, Beth?
Yeah.
Well, in this next episode, episode number 9, Sophie finally gets to see Arnie Rosenberg in person. Was all her preparation worth it? What do you think, Beth?
Well, I love a good love story, so let's just get to it.
Okay.
Sadie and Sharon have spent the last 6 weeks helping Sophie become svelte in anticipation of her seeing her old flame, Arnie Rosenberg. Arnie plays the licorice stick, a.k.a. clarinet, in a very famous klezmer band. Tonight, Sophie will see him for the first time in over 25 years. Sophie's daughter Sharon is still pestering Sophie to let her go to the show.
Why can't I go?
You are not old enough. They serve liquor there, and you are too young.
You always let me drink Manischewitz during the holidays at home, Ma. That's a bad excuse.
Yes, I let you drink Manischewitz at home, but only for the holidays and never in public. What will people think?
They will think that everybody's kids drink Manischewitz because that's what they do. And you know it too.
Sharon, I am your mother, and what I say goes. You are too young. Besides, it is against the law. You cannot come.
Don't worry, Sharon. I will tell you all about it when we get home.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Sadie. At least I can count on you.
You two need to stop aggravating me. I'm starting to crave babka, and I've been so good on my diet. Tonight's the night. Please help me get dressed. I need to look beautiful so that Arnie will notice me.
Don't worry, Ma. He will. He will.
Several hours have passed. Sadie and Sophie had a great time listening to the Brooklyn Boys Klezmer Band. They're just returning home now to Sophie's apartment. Sharon is on the couch and waiting for them. If I were Sharon, I'd be waiting on the couch too. Let's listen to what happens next.
Sharon, what are you still doing up? You should be geschlafen.
I couldn't sleep. You promised to tell me all about your night out when you got home, so I've been waiting.
I could have told you in the morning. It's really no big deal, Sharon.
I may not be old enough to drink, but I am old enough to not be stupid. It was a big deal, and I want to know what happened. You saw Arnie, Aunt Sadie. Was he as handsome as you remember?
How can I answer this, Sharon? What can I say?
How about the truth, Aunt Sadie? That would be good.
Well, I guess the best and most truthful answer then is yes and no. If you close your eyes and listen, the answer is yes. But then, when you open your eyes, the answer is no.
Let me just say that the years have not been kind to Arnie. Ooh. Time has taken its toll.
Oh, I don't think so at all. He's just as gorgeous as I remembered.
So says the woman who is still in...
Oh, no, I'm not. Stop it. I just think he's still as handsome as he used to be. I don't have any feelings for him.
Who said anything about feelings? I was referring to the fact that you are still in need of glasses.
Oh, Sadie, stop. His music was like magic. He could make me laugh, and he could make me cry, all at the same time.
And he could make me a little bored with all that fanfare and schmaltz. Listen, musicians irritate me. I just don't like their egos.
Really, Sadie?
Yeah. A good accountant is what turns me on. That's why I love my Morty. Plus, he never fights me for the mirror.
Oh, you are so funny, Sadie. But we are so different. Arnie's music touched my heart. I felt him. Admit it, he wasn't boring.
Oh, you're such a romantic, such a pushover for musicians.
Well, at least for one musician.
All right, I admit it, he wasn't completely boring. But I just don't like musicians. Although, I did notice how much Arnie drooled over his licorice stick while he was looking at you, Sophie.
Ooh, I guess I still got something. At least I think I do.
Sure you do, Ma.
Oh, yes you do, Sophie. Not only was Arnie drooling over his licorice stick every time he looked at you, but his eyes had that same old making whoopee twinkle. He's still hot for you, my Schwester.
Sha, sha, whoopee schmoopee. You have an overly imaginative mind, my Schwester.
I don't think so. Listen to this, Sharon. As soon as Arnie saw your mother, he came right over and went to give her a kiss on the lips.
Oy vey, did you kiss him, Ma?
Well, nothing. Your mother turned her head at the very last second and gave him her cheek. He kissed her on the cheek. But I swear, hand to God, he was aiming for those lips.
Why'd you do it, Ma? Why did you give him your cheek?
I didn't want to presume.
Oy vey, Ma. So... what happened when you said goodbye? Did Arnie say he would call you?
It's getting late. Tomorrow is a new day.
Just say goodnight, Sharon. There will be more time for questions tomorrow.
All right. Good night, Ma. Good night, Aunt Sadie.
Poor Sharon. How is she ever going to sleep tonight? Her mind must be filled with 1,000 questions. Actually, my mind is too. Will Sophie ever hear from Arnie Rosenberg again? Will Arnie and Sophie ever kiss on the lips? Will Sophie stay on her diet so there is more babka for me? Ooh, I hope so. Tune in to the next episode of Sadie and Sophie to see what happens to our favorite sisters from Brooklyn. Thanks for tuning in to marathon number 3 of our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie. Remember, there's one more marathon to go coming very soon on Babes in Voiceland. Look for updates about Babes in Voiceland on Facebook.